Today's first reading is from the book of Ecclesiastes. Better is one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. And now from the book of Acts. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. May be seated.
And thanks, Ken, for being here.
I'm a Ken. You're a Ken. That's awesome. Did you notice he's brought three instruments with him? One, two. Now, oh no, they're all different kinds of trumpets, right?
Goodness. Yes,
they are. Okay, good. I only had one in high school, and that was enough for me. But I didn't play nearly as well as Ken, so couldn't warrant any more than just the one I had. But thank you for your gift. Of giving your gift with us today as well. And it's kind of what we've been talking about in this series. We've been talking about what it means to be unburdened. Unburdened because we have this habit, our theme verse is, you know, that verse from that you heard a moment ago. You know, we have this habit of holding on to a lot of things, and it brings us a lot of stuff, toil, as the scriptures say, stress, all those kinds of things. And so we've been talking about that and how, you know what, maybe we need to rethink some things. Remember that sometimes less is more, right? Less is more. Better is one handful of tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. And we talked about that, and it's one of the challenges I gave you was, hey, you know what? Maybe to help us get into that, you know, you need to maybe cut back a little bit or to go through things. You know, we have this tendency to accumulate a lot of stuff, and so you're encouraged to do that. And so this past week, I was in my closet, and so I just started taking out things that I had not worn in that year. It's amazing when you start to do that how many things that you find. I mean, I filled two trash bags full of stuff, so it was easily 100 things. And I filled up my trash bags, I had them tied up, and my daughter Maggie was at home, and I said, you need to go through your stuff, and she was going through her stuff, and she finally said, Dad, where's those bags so I can put my stuff? And I said, those bags are full. Go here, just go get your own trash bag and put your stuff in the trash bag. She goes, but Dad, I only got three things. And I'm like, what? But the truth is, though, she had done all of that previously before she had moved back home. So she had done really good. She'd already gone through. So she went through and found a few more things. And so that was good. But, you know, sometimes less is more. So I'm going to encourage you to maybe to continue to do that. We talked about last week, you know, stress is bad. To borrow a servant to the lender. And how before we even realize it, that's actually who we're serving, right? Because we're serving to pay off whatever, the credit card, the debt. We don't sometimes have a lot of self-control. That two-year-old little kid gets, you know, inside of us, you know, comes to the surface maybe more often than not. And we find ourselves maybe overextending ourselves or not being as maybe good stewards. This week, you know, I thought, you know, I'll go out for lunch this week. And then I remembered what I had said. Like, all right, no, I won't. So I brought leftovers from home, and then I brought my chomp beef stick and my cutie orange for lunch, and that's what I had. So Bojangles will have to wait. They're missing me, of course, but... you have to start somewhere. Yeah, so we have to, sometimes that self-control. And today we're going to talk about, so less is more, stress is bad. Today is giving is good. Giving is a good thing. And that comes from this verse that Shelby just read a moment ago from the book of Acts, quoting Jesus. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. And what does it say? Say it with me. It is more blessed to give than to receive. So that doesn't mean that receiving is not a good thing. Jesus is simply saying that giving is just a little bit better. I mean, all of us, we've received gifts, and those have been a blessing to us, right? But Jesus is saying, hey, sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, it's on the giving side that you are blessed even more. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, you know, in my life, and you know, I cannot recall, or I don't have a story to tell of any experience of when I have consumed something or bought something, right? And how moving it was. Okay, I can't tell you that, you know what? When I got that flat screen TV, it was just such an overwhelming and moving experience that I cried all the way home. Nope, not happened. You know, I can't tell you that, hey, you know what? When I bought my first pair of Jordans, right? It was the most spiritual moment when I slipped my foot into those J's. It was like, whoa! Nope, never happened. Just not that. Or, you know, when I bought that Coach purse. All right, that's for y'all's ladies, okay? All right. But, you know, it was like the angels singing in heaven. No, it wasn't. I don't have a single kind of emotional kind of story about consuming or buying something like that, okay? But I can tell you the stories about when I gave something in a different, and how I felt in doing that. Or seeing someone else do that and how that made me feel. Yeah. And you probably have those stories, right? When you gave something, maybe it was a family member, or maybe it was to help someone in need, or whatever, you gave something away and it made a difference in how you felt after that. Why? Because Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. He knew that. Now, I was trying to think of some of those experiences, and one pretty recent here, you know, I was thinking of my kids, you know. Kids can be just a little bit expensive, right? Well, have four of them and let them burn through your income, you know, every month. It doesn't take too long for that to happen. And, you know, then they get older and those expenses get a little more, get bigger. My oldest, when she turned 16 and started to drive, it was like, okay, maybe it's time for us to think about getting a third car. Because our next daughter, Maggie, was coming along, going to be coming along right after her, and she would be driving and all that. And it's like, okay, so maybe it's time to get a third car. And it's like, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. I've been driving this truck for 10 years, and so we'll pass down the truck to Allie and to the kids, and I'll get a newer car. All right, and so that's what I got, a newer car. Now, don't think bad that we were leaving Mindy out, because she'd gotten a brand new car just a few years earlier, so she was sad, okay? So don't feel bad for her, all right? And so so the kids all have driven this blue truck. You'll see it from time to time. I drove it. The kids have all driven it. It's been passed down. It's broken down on all of them. But it's still working. Brady's driving it now, much to his chagrin. But that's what we've done. Well, Allie goes off to college. Allie means, you know what? So, and Maggie's out. All right, so maybe it's time we started, you know, people start going to college and start adding cars. All right, and so Allie took the truck. Maggie ended up with a car from her great-grandparent, 2002 Taurus. You're thankful to have something to drive, right? Okay. It's what we're trying to instill, these values. Lily ended up with a 2004 Ford Escape. Now, I'm not going to get into that story. That's another whole story about how that she ended up with that. But anyway, so nobody got new cars. No, that's just not us. But I will say that the Escape that we got turned out to be the biggest lemon. We ended up putting a transmission in it. We had to put a radiator in it and all these kind of things. Finally, I thought, well, you know what? What else could go wrong? I think we fixed it. It should be good. All right? It should be good. Until one day I get a call from Lily, and she's away at school, and she's frantic, and she's like, Dad, ah, and it's just slower. She's like, what? She goes, my car is on fire. I'm like, what? She goes, yes, it's in the parking lot, and it's on fire. And sure enough, it was. And of course, we had some very nice passerbyers who took pictures and spread them all over social media. This is the picture of it. There's no doubt it was on fire, right? And then so it was on social. So the students were students, and so all kinds of comments started coming out in regards to this. And like this person put up, I had to clean it up a little bit, but Durham being Durham. Like, this is what happens in Durham. Someone else put this one up, and this is, you know, can't believe 85 pledge task have already started. This is like, oh, this is what you got to do, burn somebody's car. This one, probably no one here, maybe Maggie might be the only person that will understand this one, but somebody put, well, A Boogie has arrived. And I'm like, what is, what? Anybody know? A Boogie is what? A rapper. And so just so happened that he was having a concert that evening, and so somebody said, well, he's here. So, yeah, that's what we, and this is what it ended up looking like at the very end, of course. Yeah. Well, let me just say, it was, word has spread so much, and there was so much chatter about this on campus, that the Duke University administration had to put out a statement to the campus-wide that yes, this occurred, and it was, what did they say? It was nothing malicious behind it, okay? They didn't want to, like, somebody had firebombed somebody's car. No, it was just, you know, which was true, that nothing happened. We don't know how it caught on fire. It just caught on fire, spontaneous combustion, whatever. And, so Lily ends up with no car, of course. And it's like, well, I ain't got like this pile of cash over here to be buying you a new car, so get used to taking the train home. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's really, you can do that. But then I had a grandparent, one of her grandparents, call and said, you know, we were talking, and we want to help replace Lily's car. I was like, well, God, I said, you don't have to do that. No, we really want to. So we're going to send you some money to do that. I was like, well, that's great. A few days later, they called back and they said, we've been talking and we were thinking, and we want to make sure that Lily gets a good car. I wasn't really sure how to take that. But that's what we were talking. We want to make sure Lily gets a good car, so we're going to double our gift. I was like, really? I mean, thanks. And, you know, by this time, I'm crying, okay? Because this was really out of the blue. I mean, really stuff like that. And I said, you don't have to do this. But no, we're able to. We want to do this. You know, and so I'm crying. And I'm not even giving the gift, and it's move. You know, it's moving me. But here's the thing, I cannot tell you how much joy I saw in those grandparents. It's when they're asking, has Lily gotten the car yet? They were so, of course, they were excited. They were more excited than her, or she was, I think. And just how much joy it brings every time they see it. I mean, they ask more about the car sometimes than Lily. But just seeing the joy that it has brought to them. And being constantly reminded of that. Now, I've got two kids that are hoping that their cars catch on fire, but, you know. But they're giving is a good, and they've experienced that because it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that's not just something that Jesus recognized in the Bible, affirms and proclaims. It's something that, you know, mental health and the medical fields, they point to this as well. So it's not just Christians who've come to this conclusion. You know, many others have said, you know, the giving of your time, your talents, your gifts, your money impacts your mental, your emotional, and your physical health. Two studies actually from the University of British Columbia, they found that regular generosity decreased blood pressure in high blood pressure participants as much as medication or exercise did. So if you get high blood pressure, right? This is one of the things that really studies show impacts that. Somebody else did another study I was reading talking about giving in relation to people's happiness. And so they had two like study groups, and they gave each study group the same amount of money, and they said, here's what we want you to do. This group, you spend it all on yourself, okay? This is yours. You just spend it on yourself. This group, they said, all right, you take the same amount and you have to spend it on other people. And so that's what they did. That group went out and they spent it on themselves. This group went out and they spent it on other people. And what they found is that those who spent their money on other people were significantly happier at the end of the day than the people who spent it on themselves. Interesting. Harvard, they did a study and they found that elderly people who volunteer were 44% less likely to die within 5 years than those who didn't volunteer to help other people. You know what you say? We try to encourage you. We don't retire from things in serving, because there's always a way to do that. Here's the medical field saying, hey, you know what? If you want to live longer, maybe you should continue to give of your times, your talents, whatever. Cleveland Clinic noted, here's some of the health benefits of generosity. They had articles, why giving is good for your health. And they found that, hey, when you're giving, it lowers blood pressure. We already know that. It increases self-esteem. There's less depression for people who are generous. They have lower stress levels. They have longer and greater happiness and satisfaction. So, I mean, here's the mental and the health and the health field, again, pointing to what Jesus was saying all along. More blessed to give than it is to receive. And I think we know this, right? We know it. We just don't always do it. Why? Because sometimes, you know, we're operating out of this, I'm not going to have enough, so I can't. And so what do? We hold on tightly with both hands. And instead of experiencing the benefits of releasing and giving, and we hold tight. Because we feel like we're just not going to have enough. Right? Things in where we are in life, so we just don't have enough. And, well, every time I've been tempted and have held on with two hands, what I've found is when I've let go, giving, I've always had enough. Because part of it with that, this understanding, your priorities kind of change, don't they? Things become, some things become less important. You begin to learn that some of the less is more. Right? Find less stress. Giving is a good thing. Sometimes, and another thing is, I think, unfortunately, though, church, we hasn't always done a very good job of this, and that is, we hear this, and it's like, oh, yeah, but it gets tied into this, well, if I give, then I'm going to get. It's health and wealth, right? And so this is a message that gets abused. Because there have been those who have said, if you just give this and pray about it, then $1,000 will show up in your mailbox if the post office doesn't get it first, whatever. But anyway. We do. And so sometimes we don't because we haven't done a good job of this. Right? And I think a lot of times we just simply operate out of this mindset of scarcity rather than abundance. We look at what we don't have rather than what we do and be grateful for what we do, but we simply just look at what we don't. And so we operate out of this mindset of scarcity, and some of that is we maybe grew up in a time where things were a lot tighter, things were a lot different, but we forget that we've been blessed, I believe, to be blessed to be a blessing, and all of us have blessings. They may be different, but I think we can all pause and find that, because when I've moved from scarcity to abundance, what I found there's always been enough. And what I'm learning is that whenever you give, you are always a blessing. And whenever you again give, you are always blessed. Now, it's not the blessing doesn't always come back as, you're going to get a financial windfall. Maybe the blessing of the joy that you see, that the difference that it's making, or you hear those stories, or you see it, whatever it might be. But you become a blessing to others, and then you, in turn, are blessed. That's why I love the Message translation of the Bible, paraphrase of the Bible. I love what they say. Proverbs 11:24 says it this way. It says, the world of the generous gets larger and larger, and the world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. It's true, isn't it? Right? Why? Because Jesus, as he reminds us, more blessed to give than it is to receive. And you know what? Some of us, it takes us a lifetime to learn that. Some of us maybe never learn that. But there are those of us that learn it at a very young age. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. And it happens when we are willing to trust God, right? With our first and our best, when we plan to be generous, right? When we're willing to maybe to cut back or to let go, we put it into practice. And when we do those things, we discover that Jesus' words are indeed true. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And all you gotta do is ask someone like Jameson, right? And millions of others just like him. Let us pray. Grace God, I just pray that this truth takes root in our hearts, so Lord, that we would indeed believe and trust in the words of Christ. That we would give thanks for the abundance that we do have, rather than simply looking at what maybe we don't. But Lord, just help us. Help us to trust you more, to serve you more, give in your name more, to recognize that it is indeed more blessed to give than it is to receive. For it's in Christ's name we pray these things.